Parshas Teruma Shvi'i Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Tes. V'sisa is chatzir ha-mishkan. You should make the courtyard of the Mishkan, l'pas negeb timana. On the southern side, kalayim l'chatzir, the curtains of the courtyard, Shvi shesh mazar mea ba'ama, made of twist of linen 100 amas long, orech l'peya achas for one side. Rashi says, kiloim. Also came in clay sfina, they're like the cells of a ship, nekavim, but full of perforations. I mean, Rashi compares his curtains to the cells of a ship to the extent that they're hung on poles, but they're actually holes that aren't not like a normal ship. Maisa kliya lo maisa arig, it's loose gratings, not weaving. In Targum, sardirin means netting, seradim, which means netting, kredagumu shamachbar, like the same way as the Mizbeach was a mechbar. Maturgum sarada, as it says, netting. Lefishu menukavim kikivar, was perforated like a sieve. Every side is called a peah. Pasuk Yud. Famudav Asrim Adneim Asrim. There were 20 pillars and 20 sockets. Nechoshes of copper. Flavei Amadev Nechosh came Kesef. But their hooks of the pillars and the belts were of silver. Rashi says Amadev Asrim. Chamesh Amos bin Amud Amad. There were 5 Amos between each pillar. Vadneim. That's 100 in total. Va'adneihem, their sockets shall amudim nechosh. So these pillars were of copper. Va'adneim yoshem ha'aretz, they're on the ground. Va'amudim tikun latochem, and you put the pillars in them. Hu haya osin kimin kundisin shikorin plaspalaz. There was a sort of pole. He made a sort of pole which they called pals, which means pale or picket in Old French. Archon shish tvachem, the length of each pole was 6 tvachem. V'rach fin shalosha, and their width was 3. And a copper ring was affixed at each center. And we wrapped the edge of the curtain around the pole with cords. Opposite each pillar. And they would hang the pole by its ring on the hooks of the pillar. Also, they looked like the letter Vav. And one of the hooks end stood straight up. The Rosh Echad Tukul Ba'amud, and the other one was stuck into the pillar. Ba'osin Shikorin She'osin La'atzeh Ba'delos, is like the hooks they would use to keep the door standing in place. Shikorin Gons, which means hinges, Bilaz in Old French. The Rosh Ba'kela Talu L'mata, and the width of the curtain, which hung down. The Komas Mechitza HaChatzur, that created the height of the partition of the Chatzur. Vavei Amadim, Heim O'Klonis Ladox, V'Chashukehen, the belts, Mukafim hayu amudim chutei kesef savev. The pillars were encircled with silver threads all around it. Veinu de imakol pnekulam im veroshim im veemtsam. Rashi doesn't know if they're from the entire area, the top or the middle. Ach yodei ani shechoshuk loshim chagur. I know the word choshuk means the belt. Shekin masinu bepelagash begiva the imal tzemed chamurim chavushim. There were teams of strapped donkeys. Targumu chashukim, which the Targum Innocent says the word, it means chashukim. Pasuk in Aleph, Bechein, the Pasafon, also for the north. Baruch Kalai Mea, the length of the curtains were 100. Baruch Bam Orech, length wise, from Adav Esrim, and there were 20 pillars. Vamadinam Esrim, there were 10, and there were 20 sockets. Mechoshes of Kapir, Vavea, Modim, Mechashukim, Kesef, and the hooks and the belts were of silver. Pasuk Yud Beis. Baruch Mechatzah, the Pasyam, and the width of the Chatzah on the western side. Kalaim Chamishan Amos, 50 Amos long, Amadehem Asara, Vadneim Asara, the Amudim were 10 and the sockets were 10. Pasuk Yod Gimel. The Roch of Achatz on the past Kinma on the eastern side, the width was of Mizrach on the east, Chamishan Amos also 50 Amos. Rashi says the past Kinma Mizracha, the front side east, Pli HaMizrach, Ked Mashon Pli. The word Ked means face, the front side to the east, and the Acher Lashon Acharayim, and the word Acher means the rear. Think of HaMizrach Pli Ked, on the eastern side is called the front, Shupinim, which is the front, Umarav Koy Archa, and the western is called the back. Kemad Atamar, like they say, Hayam Ha'acharon, the rear sea, which Targum Unka says, Mizyam Marava, means the western sea. Chamishim Amal, Osun Chamishim Amal, Lahis Sustum in Kula B'Kalim, and the eastern side, it wasn't completely 50 amos of closed off curtains, the Fisham HaPesach, that's where the entrance is. El Chamesh Asri Amos Kalim, the Kesav HaPesach B'Kan, the Kain, the Kesav HaShin, there were 15 amos on each side. The entrance was 20 amos in the gap. That's right. That's what the pasuk says. The gate of the courtyard had a screen of 20 amos. Esrim Am Orach. The curtain of the screen across the entrance was 20 Amos length, Kirachol Pesach, which was the same thing as the width of the entrance. Pasuk Gadal v'chamesh Esrei Amah, the 15 Amos Kolei Tesef, Amadim Shlosha, Adinim Shlosha. So on one side of the climb, there was 15 Amos, 3 Adonim, and 3 pillars. Right, she says, Amadim Shlosh, Chamesh Amos Ben Amon Amad, again, 5 Amos between each pillar, Ben Amad Shabarosh Adarim Ha'amad, Ha'omid Ben Luxor, Dramas Mizrachis. So from the pillar of the southern end on the eastern wall, from the southeast corner, to the pillar which is among the three that are along the eastern wall, was 5 amos. And the next pillar was 5 amos away. Then the next one, the third one, was 5 amos. And the third one was 5 amos. So you had 3 on each side, then 4 in the middle, which is 10 in total, like you have on the western side. Pasuk Tesvav, on the other side, there are 15 amos of klayim. Amadeim shlosha, v'adeim shlosha. The pillars were 3, and the sockets were 3. Pasuk Tes Zayin. L'shar haChatzer masach asrim amos. And the gate of the Chatzer had a screen of 20 amos. Tchelas Hagamon Tlashanim Shish Mazar. It was of Tchelas Hagamon Tlashanim Shish Mazar. Masir came of embroidery. Of an embroider, Amadinem Arba, Vadinem Arba, there are 4 pillars and 4 sockets. Pasuk Zayin call Amadei Chatzir Saviv Mechoshokim, Kesef Avehem, Kesef Adinem Mechoshes. All the pillars of the courtyard, all around, had belts of silver, and their hooks were silver, but the sockets were of copper. Rashi says, Kom Amadei Chatzir Saviv Gomer, the Fishal Pirish, Vavei Chashokim, Avadinem Mechoshes, El Tzafim Vadam. They're only talking about the north and southern sides, having it of, the hooks and the belts of silver and the copper sockets. So saying it here for the eastern and western sides, which we didn't know about the hooks and belts and sockets of what material they were made of. The length of the chatzar was 100 amos, and the width was 50 by 50. The koma 5 amos, and the height was 5 amos of Sheish Mazar of truth and linen by the name Mechoshes and their sockets of copper. Rashi says, Orach HaChatzer Atzafon done from north and south. The length was Shemina Mizrach Lamar of Mea Ba'amos 100 times. Orach HaChamishim B'Chamishim and the width was 50 by 50. Chatzer Sheba Mizrach Ha'isa Meruba HaChamishim HaChamishim. The courtyard at the east was 50 by 50. Meaning Rashi points out that the 50 by 50 cannot be the dimensions of the entire courtyard because it was 100 hours long. So it must be the measurement of the part of the courtyard. Was 50 by 50. Shai Mishkan Arkel Shloshim Brach Ben Arba, because the Mishkan was 3 amos in length and the width was 10. Hem Mizrach Pesacho, and he Hashem, so he stood its entrance facing eastwards. Bisfas Chamishim Achitzonim Shal Orach HaChatzer, at the edge of the outer 50 amos at the length of the courtyard. I mean the easternmost point of the space within the wall of the Mishkan, which stood the 50 amos point. Nimsa kula b'chamishim apnim. That's all within the first 50. The kala arka l'sof chashalshim, and its length comes to the end at the 30 amma point of the inner 50. We find that esrim amma ravach l'acharav. There's a 20 amma space behind it. Ben hakalayim shuva mitmariv, from the curtains on the west, liyuros shal achar hamishkan, to the panels at the back of the mishkan. The rochav haMishkan Esther amos, and the width of the Mishkan was 10 amos. The emtsa rochav haChatzer, in the middle of the width of the courtyard, nimsu lo esrim amma rava l'tzafon l'adaram min haKolay haChatzer liros haMishkan. There was a space of 20 amos from the curtains of the courtyard to the panels of the Mishkan to the north and to the south, which in the Maravan also you have in the west. Meaning the 20 amos include the thickness of the beams of the Mishkan. That's part of Rashi's calculation. V'chamishim haChamishim Chatzer l'fanav. Then there was a courtyard of 50 by 50. In front of the Mishkan as well. The Koma Chamish Amma, Gova Mechitza L'Chatzer, the eye of the partitions was Rochav L'Klayim, and its width of the curtains was 5 Amos tall. Adnei Mechoshes, Lahavi Adnei Masach. This comes to include the sockets of the screen. Shalot Tomer, don't say, remember Adnei Mechoshes, Allah Mediak Klayim. It only says the copper sockets for the pillars of the curtains. Ava Adnei Masach Shalom Min Afir, but the socket of the pillars for the screen was another material. Ki nemar, So Rashi thinks the reason why the Torah is repeating it here is to emphasize the Masach also had copper pillars. So all the implements of the Mishkan, all its labor, all its pagan, all the pagans of the courtyard were of copper. Rashi says, all the implements of the Mishkan, which were needed for the erection, dismantling, the hammers to drive the pegs and the pillars were also of nechoshes. Yistos, kamo nigre nechoshes, like the shape of a copper door bolt. Also, the rios ha'ola kali achas were made of the panels, made for the panels of the tent spread and the curtains of the courtyard. Kishur b'masreim, tied with cords, salve b'shibuleim, on their lower edges. Kadesh alitia ruach magbiasin, so the wind did not lift them over. B'ener de'im tulim b'arth, I don't know if they were struck into the ground of kishur b'tulim, or they were tied to the lower edges of the spread. Of the spreads and curtains and hanging from them, the kavod machbet shipulei ria shalim nebirach, and just the weight held it down for the wind. But actually, it sounds like that they're into the ground. The kachnir nikru yisera, that's what they call pegs, because pegs go into the ground. Amikras amisani, the pasuk supports me. Ol bal yizon bal yisai yisilos anetzach. A tent cannot be pulled up, whose pegs can never be uprooted. The word uprooted sounds like they're actually in the ground.